the correct view of emptiness, the wisdom. So if you have been looking in the website, it is the wisdom part, the wisdom part of the three principal aspects. There's a wisdom. The wisdom that believes that things or phenomena, things includes everything, ourselves, others, any phenomena. That the beliefs, the things or phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist. Do not exist is the correct view of emptiness. That's quite the... Hello? I'm going to repeat that. So it is a wisdom. That's the first thing we need to understand. So what is wisdom in general? We can say wisdom in general is a virtuous, intelligent mind that understands meaningful objects. That's wisdom. Any teachings of Buddha is wisdom. It's only coming from wisdom, every teaching. But the highest wisdom we can say is the correct view of emptiness. This is a particular wisdom. And this wisdom does believe. So it is a belief. It's what we think. It's a thought. It's a view. The wisdom that believes the things or phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist is the correct view of emptiness. So we can already see it's complete opposite of what we normally do, because we always think that the things we normally see or perceive do exist. That's our main problem. Yeah, so we can say, we can understand this. So don't worry if you don't understand it, just like open mind. And the other advice, keep a happy mind. Don't think, just like happy mind. And just like listen with your heart. Try to go down to your heart. Don't try to grasp here with your intellect. It's making everything complicated. If you just have an open, relaxed mind, then you can receive loads of blessings from holy beings, and it will be much easier to understand it. Try to rather gain like an intellectual grasping. Try to get a feeling for it that would be quite helpful. Try to get a feeling of the meaning of the words.